Florida students who find themselves with excess credit hours might soon catch a tuition break. A move is underway to roll back a policy that could charge them double tuition. And the sponsor herself is a college student. I'm Lynn Hatter. Sean Mulcahy goes to Florida State University. He's a double major, political science and communications. He's also an intern this semester with WFSU News, and he's about to be hit with a big penalty next semester.
Well, it's, I believe, double tuition, so currently I'm paying about $3,500 a semester, so twice that.
Right now, Sean's paying a little over $7,000 a year for his tuition, and that's just for the fall and spring. He's dreading next year, calling the increase daunting.
Just to have to shell it out while I'm in college and having to, you know, pay for my own apartment and books and food and all that just seems like unnecessary stress.
So how'd he get into this situation? Well, Sean started out as a music major at Florida Atlantic University, but he transferred to Florida State.
And upon transferring, they didn't evaluate my credits right, so I was delayed entry to my major for a year. So once I was finally in my major, I'd already racked up some credits, and then I added another major, so I'm a double major now, so all of it has just racked up the credits.
Each course Sean takes is worth a few credit hours, and when he graduates in the spring of 2019, he will have racked up about 150 hours, well above the present cap in state law. But help might be on the way, from Republican Representative Amber Mariano.
This bill increases the excess credit hours or charge limit of 110 to 120 for students studying in STEM and health fields.
That would be science, technology, engineering, and math program majors. Mariano tends to advocate for college student issues, being one herself, and her proposal would raise the current excess hour surcharge from 110%, which would be around 132 hours, to 120%, closer to 144. And there's another exemption as well.
For students who are able to graduate in 4 years.
That one could benefit Sean.
Just wanted to get an understanding of what the rationale was for the surcharge in the first place and why it's not being applied to all majors and limited to just the ones identified in the bill.
I think the policy initially was enacted in order to keep students from essentially just being professional students.
That's Plantation Democratic Representative Katie Edwards asking Mariano why the bill. Mariano says some majors are less forgiving of changes than others.
You know, if you're political science like me, you have plenty of time to figure out what you're doing. But if you're engineering and you change one little thing, you know, sometimes you get stuck. So that's why I focused there.
The Florida legislature for years now has been looking for ways to get students through college faster. The longer they stay, the more it costs. But now it appears lawmakers are ready for some leveling. Mariano's proposal cleared its appropriations hearing unanimously, and its Senate companion is slated for a hearing in that chamber's budget committee Wednesday. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.